Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump today addressed new allegations of sexual misconduct from multiple accusers, a narrative that is now dominating the campaign. Our Lisa Desjardins reports.
It was Trump the defiant. Trump, perhaps at his most direct yet.
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies. These events never, ever happened.
In Palm Beach, Florida, the Republican nominee denied new allegations of sexual misconduct, insisting he is the victim of a smear campaign.
The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals. These attacks are orchestrated by the Clintons and their media allies.
This after three new stories charging sexual misconduct appeared last night. A People magazine writer alleged Trump pushed her against a wall and forcibly kissed her in 2005. A South Florida woman told the Palm Beach Post Trump grabbed her from behind in 2003. And two women told the New York Times about incidents from the 1980s to 2005. One of those women said Trump reached up her skirt on an airplane.
The
women all said they are speaking now because of this moment in Sunday's presidential debate. Trump was asked if he'd ever touched a woman without her consent.
I said things that, frankly, you hear these things they said, and I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me, and I will tell you, no, I have not.
In Florida today, Trump insisted he has evidence that his accusers are lying and will release it at, quote, the appropriate time. Meanwhile, he expanded his counterattack list beyond the Clintons.
Likewise, they have essentially corrupted the director of the FBI. This is a conspiracy against you, the American people, and we cannot let this happen or continue.
In New Hampshire, First Lady Michelle Obama delivered an impassioned response to the unprecedented campaign drama.
The fact is that in this election, we have a candidate for president of the United States who, over the course of his lifetime, in the course of this campaign, has said things about women that are so shocking, so demeaning, that I simply will not repeat anything here today.
Mrs. Obama said Trump represents something frightening.
And I can't believe that I'm saying that a candidate for president of the United States has bragged about sexually assaulting women. And I have to tell you that I can't stop thinking about this. It has shaken me to my core in a way that I couldn't have predicted.
Hillary Clinton did not have public events today as she traveled to California for fundraisers.
Clinton was in the headlines, though, as WikiLeaks released another 2,000 emails purported to be from the account of her campaign chairman, John Podesta. This latest batch included words said to be from an advisor who wrote that apologies are Clinton's Achilles heel. With just weeks to go, the presidential race is not a battle over each candidate's strengths, but more than ever, an ugly fight over their weaknesses. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.